From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A volcano on the Indonesian tourist island of Bali sent plumes of smoke and steam thousands of meters into the air Sunday for the third day in a week, triggering flight disruptions and leaving thousands of tourists stranded. Indonesian and regional authorities heightened flight warnings around Bali's Mount Agung on Sunday as the volcano's eruption sent a plume of ash and steam more than 6,000 meters into the skies. The airport on neighboring Lombok Island was closed, but Bali's main airport remained open. However, flight cancellations stranded about 7,000 domestic and international passengers. There was a deadly explosion Sunday in the port city of Ningbo in eastern China. The explosion killed at least two people and injured dozens more. It brought down buildings, shattered windows, and knocked holes in walls of buildings a kilometer away. Some state media accounts said it was a factory building that exploded. Other reports said it was an area scheduled either for demolition or that had already been demolished. Pope Francis is to arrive in Myanmar Monday in an effort to draw global attention to the Rohingya refugee crisis. The leader of the Roman Catholic Church is to visit Bangladesh on Thursday. His schedule does not include a visit to a refugee camp, but he is expected to meet with a small group of Rohingya in Dhaka, the Bangladeshi capital. About 600,000 people have fled to Myanmar for neighboring Bangladesh, which is now undergoing a crisis as it seeks to accommodate the refugees. This is VOA News. Australia's latest blueprint for foreign policy says that greater self-reliance is needed as the country prepares for a world in which the U.S. retreats and China becomes more powerful and unpredictable. From Sydney, correspondent Phil Mercer reports.
Opportunity, security, strength are the three words on the cover of Australia's latest foreign policy document. The white paper is the first since 2003 and sets out Canberra's global strategy for the next decade. Its blunt assessment is that China is challenging America's position as the dominant force in the Asia-Pacific region. The policy blueprint argues the US will remain crucial to Australia's national security, but says Canberra must build even closer ties to Beijing. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull believes Australia must adapt to an evolving world order.
We are navigating a rapidly changing multipolar world in which each of the major players are testing their relationships with each other while undergoing rapid change themselves. In the past, we could safely assume that the world worked in a way that suited Australia. Now power is shifting and the rules and institutions are under challenge.
Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Pakistani Islamists clash with security forces for a second day on the outskirts of Pakistan's capital, Islamabad. Supporters of the small Tehreek-e-Labbaik party have been camped out for the last 3 weeks demanding the resignation of a law minister over an omitted reference in a parliamentary bill that the Prophet Muhammad is the last prophet in Islam. Media reports say at least six people were killed on Saturday, and hospital officials say nearly 200 people have been hurt, most of them police. Voters in Nepal are casting their ballots Sunday in a historic election. Nepal has been on a long road to democracy since protesters forced the king to give up the monarchy in 2006. They chose local lawmakers in seven newly formed federal states, as well as lawmakers for the national parliament. The election marks the country's first provincial polls. Voter turnout was expected to be high for the two-phase election. More than 3 million people in northern Nepal, including the area hard hit by an earthquake 2 years ago, were eligible to vote Sunday. The most populous south will vote on December 7th. The impoverished Himalayan nation's constitution wasn't adopted until 2015. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.